you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Fumi.
And it's Mike.
Our next Hack City Comedy Show is happening March 18th, 8 o'clock at Canal Street Market. And our next Asian Not Asian live podcast recording is happening March 26th at the same location, 8 p.m.
Visit AsianNotAsianPod.com for tickets.
See you there.
The Asian Avengers. So weak.
The Asian Avengers. So weak. So fuckable, bro. You know? Whoa. There's five Asian guys together.
Together. Did you ever go through a stealing phase?
Do I think everyone should have a gun? Maybe.
Or you can look me up. I don't care. I'll fight you. I don't care.
You want to get high as fuck? You like opium?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Asian Not Asian, a podcast where two Asian guys not from Asia talk about American issues no American cares about. I'm your host, Fumi Abe. And quick shout out to our network Listening Party and Canal Street Radio. Check out those guys on Instagram at Listening Party Presents and at Canal Street Market. Also, if you're listening to this on your phones right now via Spotify, iTunes, whatever, please take a screenshot, post it on Instagram stories, tag us at Asian Not Asian Pod, and put a little cute anime gif in there. We like it when you do that. As you can tell from the intro, Mike is gone. He is upstate because he loves his wife, and he's doing stuff up there that you're supposed to do with your significant other. And I'm here today in the studio with other people because I love comedy and I will die alone. So, not to worry, everybody. It's going to be a great show. So, joining me today on the sex episode are some of your favorite ANA guests from the past. It's SJ Sun and Woody Fu.
Yeah. I'm blowing the mic right now.
Guys, you replaced Mike. How do you feel?
I feel nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah? Why?
I feel like I'm 60% Mike and you're 40% Mike. And
yeah,
combined,
why are you
we make 60%? One Mike.
Do you guys hang out with Mike? Do you know Mike?
I know that he shoots guns. I recently went to a gun range and then he DM'd me saying you should shoot together.
Oh my god, that is the most Mike thing I've heard in my life.
Similar interest in terms of shooting guns.
Exactly.
That's so funny. He only slides in when you're fucking around with guns.
Wait, I didn't know he was into that.
Mike, he's into guns.
Mike also is a, he teaches hip hop dance, or he did in the Bay Area, and he like led like a musical choreography thing for this all Asian sketch team that my friend Helen was on.
What?
So she knew him back in the Bay Area, and she was like, "Yeah, he was like a really good dancer," and he like would Skype in and teach us how to dance.
Skype in?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, this is Mike. Is
who
I feel
is
like
Mike?
He just got all these layers that he's not letting me in on. You know, I'm very open on his podcast. He's very close.
You've never seen him hip hop dance?
I've seen him like fuck around. Like if there's like rap music playing, he'll like a glide or whatever.
I want to see him full on do it.
Yeah, he'll like glide a little bit. Yeah,
I want to see him shoot like, a shotgun. Yeah. That would be
do
the
both,
ultimate.
Do both at the same time.
So anyways, we've replaced him with these two guys and it's going to be great. We hung out yesterday, had a little pre-pro meeting, is what I like to call,
pre-pro.
But you guys call it hanging out. I call it pre-pro. And you know, I want to start with this. It's a sex episode, but hey, this is related to hormones. This is definitely related to hormones. I want to talk about some of the weird like insecure things we've been going through recently, and by we I mean me and Woody. And that's right, it's hair loss. So we were having lunch and you know, Woody was late because he was
I was picking up fake Propecia aka finasteride
at Costco.
Yeah,
like so a we bunch like, of them. And and you'd never taken it before.
Never taken it before.
Right. So what is this medicine for people who don't know?
Propecia is a pill that restores and maintains hair that you have, and in some cases restores hair, grows it back on the crown of your head, which is the back top part, like the classic bald spot. It basically is a way to hold on to what you have.
Yeah. And I feel like hair loss is interesting because, you know, like that, what's that one brand? Hims? Hims is out there and they're doing hair loss, dick pill and cologne or something.
Hims is bullshit.
You think it's bullshit?
I think it's bullshit.
I actually tried it. I tried it for a little bit. Yeah.
Why?
But anyways, I'll get to that in a second. But it's hair loss. I think it's interesting because it is the, you know, I think in 2020, men are more comfortable complimenting each other's on looks. You know, you hear a lot of guys being like, oh, that guy's super hot. That used to not be a thing in the 2000s, you know. And we're owning up to like performance anxiety in the bedroom. But hair loss, dudes still get really weird about it. And I found our conversation to be very eye-opening and very vulnerable. And I wanted to get inside it, man. But yeah, I also like, I've been on Hims. I tried it for like a week and then I canceled it.
It's like a cocktail of pills.
Well, HIMS is the, so like when you have hair loss, you're supposed to do these three things. It's basically like Rogaine, which the chemical is called like
minoxidil,
and then there's that's that pill you're talking about, mm-hmm. and then there's like some sort of shampoo you can use, mm-hmm. which is like a chemical that's found in like dandruff shampoo. Mm-hmm. Those are the mm-hmm. three things you're supposed to do. So HIMS gets you all of that for like $50 a month or whatever it is, but you can try the first month for $5. So shouts to HIMS, they're not our sponsor, but I tried it because my girlfriend like called me out one time, like maybe a year ago.
That you were losing hair?
She was like, you're kind of thinning. And I have always had really thick hair. And in high school, I hated my hair because it was so thick and I didn't know what to do with like products to make it look okay.
Mm-hmm. This is insane because to anyone looking at your head, you have like the most robust like mm-hmm. anime
hair. Riot like from hair. Cowboy Bebop.
Mm-hmm. It is insane the amount of hair that
right?
you have.
Right, but you know, she looks at me every day and she's like, oh, it's kind of like up here a little bit, you know, and then mm-hmm. you can kind of see my scalp or whatever. But I also have a widow's peak, so I feel like it is supposed to be thinner. That's mm-hmm. my excuse. But anyways, so she called that out and I was like, I don't know. I just feel like it's always been like that. And then I took a picture from like...
Bird's eye.
But the bird's eye and like up here with the flash on... With the flash on.
Oh, yeah. Flash.
Yo, that
shit.
Flash
no will secrets. Reveal.
Dude, mm-hmm. that freaked me out. Oh, I was like, yeah. dude, I think I am losing hair. And I was like, then I was thinking about, you know, they say like on your mom's side, right? It comes from your mom's side. So, like, okay, my grandfather on my mom's side, he had like no hair on mm-hmm. top of his head by the time he died. And mm-hmm. then my uncle, who also my mom's brother.
It's totally arbitrary, though.
You think it's arbitrary?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, that kind of got freaked. That freaked me out. So then I signed up for HIMS. And
were you
I was
spiraling?
Doing it.
Was this like in the course of 24
dude,
hours?
I was like freaking. I was doing all
like
24
minutes.
Yeah, I was on Reddit. There's like, are you on Reddit?
Sometimes.
When you get on Reddit, you're
dude,
desperate.
Yeah, I'm desperate.
Because Reddit is just like an echo chamber of like toxic thoughts, basically.
Oh my God, dude, it's yeah. crazy. People post like every day
oh
a diary of the bird's eye view on the hair, but I was very sensitive about it. And actually, yeah. you had mentioned something that
oh
you had
gosh.
Said this to your ex-boyfriend, and he freaked
yeah.
out.
Yeah,
like,
well, when
how
your
did
girlfriend
that go
said
down?
It, like, okay, when your girlfriend said it, did you like immediately? Did your heart sink or something, or was it kind of like?
It's so funny because I was so in denial because I've just told myself that I have really thick hair.
Yeah.
You do.
And
I still
good.
Don't see the problem. If
yeah,
I could have
but,
your
but
hair,
see,
I would praise Buddha
right?
every day.
But then, like, so I have that like thick hair confidence, that big that big hair confidence,
big,
you know,
big hair energy,
big hair energy,
big hair energy.
And then she called me out, and it's like. What are you? I got super defensive. Like, aww. What are you talking about, aww. Right? And then I looked at it. I like reassessed myself, and I was like, wait, she might be right. So then that's kind of when I spiraled, got into Reddit, bought the pills.
Yeah.
So how did that go
this
down
is like
for
the
you?
Rich complaining about how much money they have.
Okay, so I was at a party or something yeah. with my ex's friends and him, and then we were talking about hair for some reason, and then I was like, oh yeah, well Zach is balding, and then like.
Yeah, and when you said that, were you doing a bit or were you serious?
No, I was just. Kind of being myself. I wasn't doing a bit. I was just like,
no judgment,
that's the
statement.
That's the fact, empirical data.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like, literally, all of his friends were guys, and like, you could hear a pin drop. Mm. It was like, just,
oh,
and
wow.
it was only like 2 seconds. You know, like a 2 second, but even a 2 second pause is
yeah,
really
that's
like
long.
Yeah.
That's long at a party.
Like, yeah, yeah, I was like, what the? Oh, yeah. yeah, the music cut out.
The music cut out.
Like, okay, if we did a 2 second pause right now, it'd be like. That's so long.
That's long, dude. That's so long.
Yeah, I know. It was really awkward. And then, like, he, you know, his face was, like just embarrassed. And then, like, all yeah. his friends, like, kind of clocked it. So they were like, you know, yeah, well, you know, yeah. Like, they were
got
just,
weird about it.
Yeah, they got weird about it.
Yeah.
I actually, like, feel uncomfortable right now even talking about it.
Really?
I don't know, because it was like oh, okay. I mean, I'm uncomfortable, like, second half. Second,
sure.
Second.
You just never think about it in your 20s, but, like, when you're in your 30s, bro. I'm 30, so I can say this.
Not
I'm a 30-year-old man,
anything,
but like it's something you got
to
think about. Also, like I already have a bald guy on my podcast. I can't be bald. I'm doing this for the podcast. You
yeah,
know,
everyone else just like stop subscribing.
Oh my gosh. So, anyways, I was like, you know, I did the pills. So there's like Rogaine, there's the pills, and there's the shampoo. Shampoo very easy to do. Just change your shampoo.
Does it smell like poop? I heard it smells.
No,
bad.
It smells really good actually. Mm-hmm. It smells like tea tree oil.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's ooh. Supposed to be like moisturizing.
Everyone likes that.
Yeah, and then but the pills. So it's called like finasteride or whatever, mm-hmm. and it changes what. It does is like it changes your hormones.
Yes.
Actually, what I didn't know that is like the more testosterone you have, the more likely you will go bald. So it like lowers your testosterone right.
That's
levels.
Why people send all these emails that are like, do you know that bald men actually have more testosterone and therefore are more masculine? Like, and it's like always, those are always emails sent by bald
that's
men.
That's funny.
You know
it's got
mean?
A picture
yeah,
of like
yeah.
The Rock and
yeah,
like Vin
yeah,
Diesel.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then
we'll never
Jason.
A picture of like Paul Giamatti.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. but so what this pill does is it lowers your hormones, but it fucks with your hormones. So I took it for like a little bit and my ball started to hurt. And my like
what,
my,
what kind of ball pain did you have?
Yeah, like how intense?
Like I got kicked lightly. And it was just kind of like lingering throughout the day. I was very uncomfortable.
I'm like rolling my eyes so hard right now.
Why?
Because of like like women having ovary pain and period pain.
Oh yeah, 30 days of our 31 months. Women having ovary pain is just like a thing that happens without any pills, right?
Yeah, that's just like, I just like being a human.
Well, that's what my girlfriend, she like called me out because I took this pill for 2 days and I'm like, my balls hurt. And then she was like, well, women take birth control. A lot of women take birth control. You fuck with their hormones, we get like zits and like mood swings. But that's, you know, that's like straight guy energy right there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I realized
big hair energy, straight guy energy.
I acknowledge my privilege, and I just didn't like it. Yeah. I didn't like changing my hormone level, so I stopped taking it. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just doing like the minoxidil or whatever. I don't think it's working. I don't know what my next step is.
Wait, what's minoxidil again? Is that the
it's Rogaine? It's basically Rogaine.
So you do that doink doink doink.
Yeah, you doink doink doink. Right.
Yeah, I've been doinking.
There's also they also have a thing which is a hat that has lasers in it. And true, this is true fact. You put the hat on and it shoots lasers. Like lights into your scalp, and the idea is that it like encourages like blood
flow in your head.
What kind of lasers? I think it's just like literally a pointer laser. I don't know, but those hats cost like hundreds of dollars.
Oh wow, is it like it's battery powered? That'd be funny if it wasn't. Like you had to plug it in.
So oh
like,
my
just
gosh.
The regular hat, bro. Yeah.
But I gotta be in the corner. I have to go to a cafe first.
Yeah. Hold on, I put on this giant hat.
Yeah. But like, when did you first realize that you wanted to take this? When you wanted to take actions to prevent hair
loss.
It was
a slow burn because I think I was like I clocked that I was losing my hair like 5-6 years ago. And I was like, oh, this is I'm visually seeing my body die right now. And that's grim. And then I think, I honestly didn't even think about it. And then like I knew two people who had like, who had done the surgery, the Bosley thing.
Yeah.
But I also know people who didn't do that, who just have taken like, done like the pill and the topical thing.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, it's like not a big deal at all. Like people are scared of taking the pill because like it kills your boner, reduces sperm count. And then like, but that only affects like technically like less than 3% of the people who take it.
Right. So you're ready to roll that dice.
Yeah. It's even more people than die from coronavirus.
Wow.
So those numbers.
Those are good stats.
Look at those numbers.
Yeah. As a woman, how do you feel about like guys in their 30s and 40s, like their hair thinning? How do you feel about that?
As a woman.
Yeah.
I have a big responsibility right now to speak for all women.
All women. That's what you do.
The funny thing is, in this conversation, I'm speaking for every Chinese person. SJ speaking for every Korean person. Yeah. And Fumi speaking for every Japanese person.
Correct, exactly. What was the question? I forgot.
Just like, I mean, okay, because guys are real about it because we think it's very unattractive, which it kind of is for a lot of people. Some people have nice heads. I don't. So that's like, an insecurity. That's where the insecurity comes from. But I'm just wondering, with women, it's like, I don't know. Like, you see guys losing hair. What do you think? Is that like a total turnoff, or are you just like, that's just like how it is?
Yeah, I just didn't know this was a thing. Like, I didn't even realize my own filters. Like, what I was like, I guess I was only dating people that had a lot of hair, but I didn't realize that I was probably you know?
Sure.
What are my, like, what do you call those? Judgments, like
preconceived notions, I don't know, or like preferences.
Yeah, preferences. Yeah, yeah. But then when you were talking about this, I was kind of like, I don't know. I've never dated a guy who was like balding or like losing hair or is bald. So,
but like the thing is, even the hot guys you're dating with hair, a lot of them are going to go bald in their 30s. So like, what does that?
As long
mean
as they're taller than you, then you don't see it.
I don't. Honestly, I'm living so in the present right now. Exactly. First of all, I'm 5'2", so I just need like a 5'3" plus. Yeah. So. And I never look up. I only look directly ahead. Yeah, yeah.
So you're always looking at like their nose.
Yeah, exactly. Perfectly. I just didn't really think about it, honestly. Oh, okay. Like I never thought like, oh, in 5 years. It's because I'm just so present.
I know.
Right.
Okay, what if you started what if you slept over at some guy's house and you went to the bathroom and he had Rogaine? How would that make you feel?
Oh, I wouldn't.
But he had like some hair, but he had it.
I wouldn't be fazed by it. I wouldn't be fazed by it. If anything, I would be like, I like that he takes care of himself. Because that's a huge like turn on for me is like when I see that you have like you know about fashion or you have a point of view about fashion.
Yeah,
like
you
wear something because you like it rather than just throwing it on. Yeah. And then like if I go to your bathroom and I see like
moisturizer.
Yeah, but like a special shampoo. I like that.
Whoa, dude.
She has opinions.
Mm-hmm. Woody?
Oh my gosh, I have such low standards. I just need a man with an opinion. It doesn't mean like, it doesn't have to be good or bad.
It could be a bad opinion. They could be racist.
Do you think that I brought this up yesterday when we were having lunch, but like, do you think it's not a big deal for women because like women are so used to being judged physically since you were like in the seventh grade or whatever, probably even before
that. Before that.
She's hot, she's fat, whatever. You you hear that. So, you know, for guys, we don't really hear that, or when we people say it to us, but we just kind of like don't listen to it. So then for the first time in her 30s, someone's like, oh, your hair is not there. And they're like, they get super defensive. But for women, like, maybe it's not such a big deal because
men not having hair or like balding,
just like physical critiques general is like you know, maybe a lot of women might know how to just kind of like dismiss that because they've gone through,
you're used to having been judged
because you know, like when like martial artists train under the river, you know, like women do that, but it's just a bunch of like physical insults because like the toxic masculinity.
I mean, I still physically insult men a lot,
yeah,
all the time about all of their attributes,
yeah,
like their physical attributes, not their like internal ones.
Yeah.
I guess hair, I just like it's, it just wasn't a thing for me. And maybe it's because the age that I'm at, like it's not that all the men around me are like losing their hair. Or maybe I just like purposely don't hang out with them. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, in comedy, like a lot, you know what's funny? When I started comedy, I was like, why are all these white guys wearing hats? A lot of white guys wear cool basketball hats. And I'm like, why are they doing that? And they would take it off. I'm like, oh, you don't have hair.
Yeah.
And I didn't, that didn't click for me until 2 years in comedy.
When I went to Korea, and I was like, I didn't see any men who were balding. I only saw men with full heads of hair or like with a hat.
Cool hats. Yeah.
There was no, I never saw a bald head or like a balding head. It was just 100 hard either or.
Didn't know all these life hacks by men. These are like male life hacks that like.
A hat? That's the dumbest.
That's a hat.
Oh, there you go.
I didn't know.
Maybe
like,
she won't, I'll just keep it on during sex. I love Yankees.
Another thing, speaking of like white male comedians, like with the beards and then they're covering their double chin. Or something. Yeah, that's what someone said. I had no idea about that. Someone said that on
men
stage.
Men are not smart. Like,
and I was
no, we just go for the easiest.
Because men
solution.
Don't speak about like beauty standards or like their looks a lot, and it's like not a public topic. That I call them life hacks, but they're just hats and beards. Oh my god!
Have you guys heard this amazing life hack?
Yeah,
it's called putting on a hat.
Is that a life hack for women?
That's
women
so
is like so complicated.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
strategically contouring your face so it looks like you have angles.
Yes,
yeah.
But yeah, no, men just throw in hats and like grow a beard. You just don't do anything.
I also find that in general, women can be a lot less judgmental about physical appearance stuff,
dude,
on men than the other way around.
Yes, yes.
Like dudes will be like, oh, she's like 3 pounds overweight, and therefore,
yeah.
Like,
oh, she's got celiac. Not celiac. What's the
eczema.
Stretch marks.
Oh my gosh, this is like awful.
Well, people say that,
but I find that women in general are like, oh,
I said celiac.
She has celiac.
That's the gluten allergy. That's not the same thing.
I think there are for sure women who are like, oh, I only like hook up with dudes with like beautiful long rivers of hair. But I think there's also a lot of women who are like, honestly, it doesn't matter if they're like a good person and like we get along and la la la. Like, who cares?
Yeah, that's why I don't really mind it when women are like, oh, I only date guys who are 6 feet and above, because I just know that for
you're not.
Because for every one woman that says some bullshit like that, there's like not like 12 other women who are like, yeah, it's fine, I just want a nice guy. You know, like they won't say that shit to your face. So it's like, man, you're allowed to be an asshole, you know? Mm. But like, I also do feel bad for like women losing hair, because they have Rogan for Women.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Fully a thing.
I think that's what sucks, is like if I really went bald, like that would be unfortunate, but like I can still live my life, and you know.
Have you heard about this life hack? It's called a hat.
Yeah, I can wear a hat. But like women, you guys can't hat. We can't wear hats. Your heads are so small.
Yeah. No, but like I was thinking about what we were just talking about. I'll just backtrack for 1 second. About, wait, critiquing men on their looks. Oh,
physical veg.
Oh, and then women being like, oh, yeah, no, more into the personality, or more into like.
They're more forgiving about, oh, you can't get hard. That's okay. I love you.
Yeah.
It would never happen the way around.
I
know?
Just feel like societally, because it's not a topic, like men's beauty is not as big of a topic, that I don't really think about it.
It is more now, though.
Yeah, it's emerging, I think.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah.
For me, and then like the 6 foot thing, the tall thing, I was only thinking that because I thought it related to dick size.
Oh.
And then I learned that it's not. And then I learned that dick size also doesn't matter.
Oh, interesting.
In relation to pleasure.
Right. Yeah.
I'm
at the age where like I would sacrifice an inch of my penis for more hair. I would do
it.
I would do it, bro. An inch. I'll take it.
You have so much hair.
I know, but if some penis god can be like, give me an inch and I'll give you hair forever.
Well, they'd be a penis devil, because that would be like that.
You're
kind
right.
Of
the devil would trade. Yeah. God doesn't trade. God gives.
Yeah.
Guys, Jesus, go
the
to
penis
church.
Devil would show up.
The
and be
penis
like,
devil.
Fumi. I heard you on your podcast. Would you like a little bit more hair for an inch of your dick?
if a penis devil case, if it appeared in front of me and said, I'll take an inch of your penis, but you will have hair for the rest of your life, I think I might
that
do it.
That trade is insane.
That's not
you
fair.
You think
insane?
Your dick?
Yeah, that's
an
not,
inch. I would have a pretty small dick. But, dude, I would, I think, do it because that's how my that's where my brain's
that's
at right
now. That's too generous of the devil, by the way.
An
rest,
inch?
Of rest of your life for 1 inch? Rest of your life, you need to give like 3 inches.
No!
Rest of your life is a long time.
SJ is the devil.
Yeah, yeah, you're the devil.
You did my voice perfectly.
Yeah, thank you.
Is this?
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, all right, let's, well, that's you know, I'm glad we talked about the hair thing, and I'm glad you're not judging me. Because, you know, I've been trying it. It's not working. I'll keep you updated on what I'm going to do.
I judge you more for the inch for the hair thing more.
You think that's bad?
It's just that logic is so crazy to me.
You wouldn't sacrifice an inch of your penis
it's
for...
It's because I'm further along in the hair loss process, so I've come to terms with it. So at this point, I'm like, an inch of my dick? No, that's not worth it. Because I'm already used to having less hair.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, but I'm not used to it. I'm a little baby.
Well, like, Woody, I don't see you as like, oh, bald Chinese guy.
What do you
this is how Woody typecasts himself all the time.
Bald Chinese man.
No, like when you're text, you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's you know, I think just like
wait,
anything.
Wait, is it? No, I'm sorry. Am I putting words in your mouth?
No, it's. I do that as a joke.
I don't see you as no hair.
Right.
I see you as your heart.
I see you as
your heart
your
and
heart?
Your beautiful personality.
Yeah. I see you as on the way to no hair.
I think the person always sees it more than other people around, mm-hmm. right? That's kind of how it works.
Right, no, like clearly with you. You're talking about how you don't have hair. I'm like, shut up.
No, because my girlfriend's shorter than me, and so like when I hug her or kiss her, I see her look at my eyes, and it goes up. And I know what she's looking at. She's looking at my hairline. I see her do it every time, and it's like, oh God damn it. And I'm like, I'm just trying.
That's wild.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, it's killing me. It's, I'm slowly dying inside. I'm ready to make that devil's deal, dude.
Honestly, the devil did that. I think that'd be great for society, because then all the guys would have smaller dicks, and then they would just...
chill.
No, be like better... Like, I feel like you would become like more creative sexually.
Yeah.
Like you would work with what
techniques.
You have, new technique,
mm-hmm. yeah,
maybe
yeah, yeah.
not use your dick a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe like do different
Ooh.
Things. You know
I like
I mean?
This. I want to use this as a jumping off point. Not using
oh,
a dick a lot.
Oh, a segue?
Segue. Transition. Okay, that means transition.
Eggplant.
That's how you say eggplant in Korean
we were going
and
around.
In Japanese.
Okay,
oh,
Japanese, it's nasu.
On Halloween, oh,
yeah.
should we talk about this?
Yeah,
on
yeah.
Halloween, we were in a cab ride going yeah. to the banana Halloween party.
Hell yeah,
shout out to Vicky and Kathleen. But
the coolest Asian party I'd ever mm-hmm. been to in my life.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it was
an
Asian guy with abs. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Really? I didn't see any of those.
Remember, we took a picture with one.
I also made out with that guy.
He was gay. What are you doing with your life?
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I was there.
I was like shocked at myself. But like it was the best makeout ever.
Yeah, gay guys are better at everything.
Yeah, I know. And it's also because he told me that he was great. And I was like, all right, cool. And yeah. also I was like, oh man, I was like, I'm with two guys at a party.
Yeah.
No one's gonna wingman me.
Yeah.
And so anyway, he was great. I don't know his name. I think he's Vanilla Honey at Vanilla Honey.
No, that's his name is Bill. He's a gay Viet guy. He's cool.
Shit,
I like
sorry.
Him a lot. Vanilla Honey is a woman. But okay, I want to talk about... so the listeners know that I've been in an open relationship for a little bit. And mm-hmm. yo, I've been getting around, okay? Mm-hmm.
What does that mean exactly?
It means I've been making out. And that's it. So this is like a little revelation I've had through my little open experience. And it's been great.
Your little open experience. This is like
so
a big fucking
just
deal.
Sat back. Like,
oh my gosh.
Was, like ate a big meal.
Dude, Fumi texted us, I'm in an open relationship. And I couldn't contain my excitement. Like, I just... I texted Woody right away. We had a whole sidebar.
Are you serious?
And I was like, Woody wasn't even responding. I was just talking to myself. I was like,
oh my God, you guys, you talking shit, dude?
No, like not. I wasn't talking shit. I was just like, I didn't want to do it on your three-way
yeah,
text
yeah,
because
yeah,
I didn't
yeah,
want
yeah.
you to feel like judged. I wasn't
no,
judging
I don't,
you. I
you
was
cannot
just like,
judge me. Only I can judge myself. But I think the revelation it's been wonderful for my mind, and I haven't had sex yet, and I don't even know if I'm ready for that. I've been just making out with girls and. Making out is dope. It's amazing. And I had an experience recently that I want to talk to you guys about. I met somebody at after a show. It wasn't my show. So like this person didn't know who I was.
They didn't see you perform.
They did see me perform, but like it wasn't Hack City. So
right.
it wasn't like a podcast or anything like
right.
that, right? This person had no idea who I was. We were talking. It was like this Filipino woman. She was very very attractive, very thick, you know, with the two C's in a very good
two
way.
C's, two C's.
And what was cool is that
I just took a sip of my latte.
Yeah. So what was cool is like, you know, what's interesting to me is like, the whole thing has been interesting because like, I've only had one girlfriend ever, and I didn't really fuck around in college and stuff. So like, that was part of the experience. It's not even the making out with the sex, just like the experience of like courting a woman is just like very interesting to me. Mm-hmm. And I want that experience. And I haven't done that with an Asian woman before either. So there was this Filipino woman, we were talking, and it was funny. It was like me and this other very handsome white comedian, huge penis, okay? And we're like kind of talking to her.
Wait,
and
did
like,
you know that?
That he has a huge dick?
Yeah.
Well, we all know.
Is it like visible through his pants?
Sometimes, but like, you know, like guys are obsessed with dicks.
Yeah. Do you know by inches? Like, I don't
know. I don't know by inches. It's just a feeling. Bizarre. It's a feeling, dude. It's a feeling.
Oh, wow.
But this guy that I was with, I know he has a big penis because I've heard it from other people. Anyways, so we were like both talking to her. And then you know what's crazy? She chose me instead of over this very like handsome, big dick white guy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting because I was fully ready to just go home and like get ready for the podcast because that's what was happening the next day. And I was cool with it. You know, it's like, oh, of course, like this Asian girl, she's very pretty. Of course she's got to choose a white guy. She chose me and I was like, well, that's so crazy. Mm. And then so that was like already turning
me on. Post-Crazy Rich Asians world, man.
That's what I'm saying. But she didn't make it a thing. And what was so cool is like, I don't know what I was expecting because I haven't really flirted with that many Asian girls. And like, we just never talked about the fact that we were Asian. We were just kind of talking about our work and we went dancing and then we made out and then I went home. And that was just a great, like all I needed was this experience.
With a little makeout, yeah.
The makeout, but also it was such a learning experience because I was like, oh wow, like I don't know if it's a post Crazy Rich Asians thing or I don't know if it's a younger generation thing. She was younger. She was like 23 or 24. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, maybe women in that age don't, like, you know, like, because people our age have a weird, like, Asian guys our age have a weird chip on our shoulder about it still. Even you could be handsome, mm-hmm. like fucking Brian Park, but you still feel weird about it sometimes. But mm-hmm. maybe the younger generation, women, like, they don't care that you're Asian. Like, maybe it's not a thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? So I was, like, kind of thinking about that on my Uber ride.
Also, she might have been a person who dates Asian guys.
Oh, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But it's just so funny because I was like, I guess I just expected to. Mm. When I went home, I was like, oh, we never talked about being Asian. But I was like, mm-hmm. I guess you don't really talk about being Asian. I don't know if when black people get together, they talk about being black. I have no idea.
I think anytime you make out with anybody, you learn something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you have like a sample size of one experience, suddenly it just became two, and that's like 100% increase of different people experience.
Yeah.
And so you're going to look at everything that happened like through a series of like, oh, well, this is different. I can only compare these two things to each other.
Yeah.
And they're different in all these different ways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's
like
you, every time you like increase a sample size like that, I think inevitably you have to learn something about
yourself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's like the journey I've been on, and it's just been like a whole reawakening for me, man.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Did I interrupt you?
No.
Did you want to talk about Asian stuff with her?
Not necessarily. I just thought, because you know, like, I guess when I hang out with Asian women, it's usually in the context of comedy. Mm-hmm. So like,
so
it comes up a lot.
Yeah.
Or like race comes up a lot. Yeah. Or like being marginalized comes up a lot. But when I was hanging out with this woman, like I guess in a more of a romantic like hookup context, and I guess I could only describe the experience as very American. Like I could have had this experience with like a white woman or a black woman, and it was cool. It's exactly what I wanted, and it was just like very cool to see that society has, again, it's only one data point, happy to make out with more girls to kind of prove my point, but it was just like, oh, maybe this is just the way it is now, you know. And it was like, it made
crazy?
Me very happy.
It's also like, oh, this is what white people have all the time.
Yeah, like,
okay.
But is it a white people thing, or is it just maybe the younger generation, everybody's cool with it? That's what I was trying to figure out. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's just you feeling human.
Comfortable, yeah, and
like,
human.
And not being this or that.
I don't even think she asked me if I was Japanese or Chinese.
Yeah.
I don't think she gave a fuck.
That's so cool.
And I only knew she was Filipino because some other comedian did a crowd work on her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, they talked about her being Catholic. And I don't even think she told me. I think I just assumed because she was Catholic.
Wait, what? I have one thing to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, were you going to say something?
No, nothing.
Oh, okay. So, okay, one thing that I was thinking about, because you were telling us about this yesterday, how you were saying how you guys didn't talk about Asian shit at all.
Yeah.
Okay, for me, when I got out of my only, like, white person, like, dating habit, and then I started dating Asian people, all I wanted to do was, like, date Asian guys
catch
and talk
Asian
about,
dick.
Yeah, catch Asian dick. And talk about being Asian.
Okay.
I was so annoying.
Like, to other people.
I'm sure.
Do you think it's because other people don't want to talk about it? Because I'm always happy to talk about it.
I think it's because like we're comedians and we're writers and we're actors and we always have like kind of
takes. Well, we're obsessed with identity.
Obsessed with identity, yeah. And so I want to hear another Asian American person who's like a pedestrian or who is mm-hmm. not
a
in
civilian.
The yeah. okay, yeah. a civilian, who, what they think about it and like how it affects them in their workplace yeah, or in, yeah, in their yeah, personal yeah, yeah, life, yeah, yeah. who's not like constantly thinking mm-hmm. about it like you and I, mm-hmm.
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I would like be with these Asian guys who don't think about it because yeah. their friends are all Asian.
Yeah.
Oh,
so then I know that this one guy who was Korean, who was like this, what was he? He was like some music manager. I'm pretty sure he like kind of dumped me because like I was being way too like, what's it like, you know, when you go home for Christmas and like everyone's Korean. Like, what is crazy? Isn't that yeah, yeah. so crazy?
That was your dirty talk?
Yeah.
You're like, that's so funny.
Tell me about, like, your hot pot Thanksgiving where there's, like, not a turkey there.
Yeah, isn't that so crazy? Oh, I would literally always God. Be like, that's crazy, isn't it?
That's so funny. Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's because, like, for us, because a lot of us grew up in, like, predominantly non-Asian environments. Like,
yeah.
I have so many questions for other Asian people.
Mm-hmm. I know!
And I think that's why, like, Mike and I got together because he thought it was weird that I was so unsure about so many things. Because
he grew up in San Fran?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, in Orange County.
Oh, yeah.
And there are obviously non-Asian people there, but there's a big Vietnamese community.
Is Mike the Kohai and you're the Senpai? Is that the status?
Senpai is the higher one.
Oh, he's the Senpai, you're the Kohai.
But you know what? Our dynamic is very much like he's a Senpai in like certain aspects in life. And I'm a senpai in other aspects. And I think it's like, depending on what we're talking about, it's like mm-hmm. our dynamics change, you know? Mm-hmm. But we don't have like a weird chip on our. I mean, I'm happy to admit, like, we both admit that we're fucking idiots. But then I can, you know, obviously he's very smart about certain things. And then, like, I know about other things, you know? So, mm-hmm,
that's yeah. But Mike grew up surrounded by Asians, didn't he? He's from the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, no, he's from Orange County, in okay. Southern. But yeah, I mean, there were Orange County, if you know, like, it is a red county. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of white people who are Republican. But
was his like social group predominantly Asian? Because all of us was predominantly white.
Yeah, exactly. So it wasn't for him. So that was like, it's just funny because people out there, when they see me and Mike, they're like, oh, they're friends because they're Asian. But for me, the probability of me being friends with like a random ass white guy was much higher than me befriending Mike. Because to me, Mike, when I first met him, he was a complete foreigner to me.
Right.
Mm. I was like, you've been drinking bubble tea since like 2008. I just had it like last week.
Gotta bring in bubble tea.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like,
shout out to bubble tea.
I just didn't have it until like 2018. Uh-huh. Like, it just wasn't a big part of my life. Yeah. I don't know anything about cars and like souping up
Mazda Miatas.
Yeah. And it's just like, I was like, what are you talking? Like, do you like Christian rock? Yeah. Like, that was really you know what I mean? Like,
but it's because he's a West Coast Asian. It's totally different.
Yeah. So we've talked about that a lot. But like, yeah, I guess it's like, if Mike heard me say I made out with a Filipino girl and I was shocked that we didn't talk about Asian things, he'd be like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. He's like, because it's just like, why would you? He's like, she's just another girl. But for me, I'm just like so excited. I'm like, oh my God, Asian girl. I'm so excited.
Seriously.
I'm almost fetishizing it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what
it's actually kind of bad.
I have Asian fetish.
It's kind of bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't think because we're all, you're like, it's
not a fetish
learning
in
journey.
The traditional sense.
Yeah,
but yeah,
because we're not,
way.
We are the thing. But like, I say this, I feel like in a sense I have an Asian fetish because. But the thing is, I'm also on my identity journey.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And it's through fucking that I am learning mm-hmm. yeah, about yeah. myself.
Let me learn.
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
And also some of the times, like, if because I had, right in like 2014, I like dated like a few Asian girls in a row.
Yeah.
And
had you done that before?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was very much
that was your first?
Whoa.
There's like three girls that I had like kind of gone on dates with in a row that were like all Asian. And like, I was always clocking their sense of their own identity and whether or not I was like over obsessing it over too much or thinking about it too much, because up to that point, I'd only like dated like white girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would always clock like whether or not they thought it was weird or thought about Asian stuff as much as I did. And it totally varies. You know what I mean? Some people are like totally cool with it, don't care, and are like, why are you obsessing about this? It's like not a big deal.
Yeah.
Like,
other people
are like, yes, like we are oppressed and blah, blah, blah. Like, and we're going to get into this conversation right now.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I don't know.
I love it.
It's a journey.
Yeah.
Guys.
But it is great. when you meet someone who like has a similar like yearning to talk about it as you do, it's like a, we're gonna get down.
It's like a crazy orgy, dude. Yeah. Like, blah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, because you haven't, because a lot of times is you're like channeling your own not having talked about it at all up until that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like you thought it wasn't interesting or because like there wasn't someone you could talk to it about. So then when you do, it's like this vomit of like years of like thoughts.
Years coming that
up.
Accumulate. Yeah. There exactly.
There almost needs to be like a support group for Asian people who grew up around non-Asian people so we can talk about this stuff. Because when I meet an Asian person, I need to know what kind of Asian person you are. And I'm not talking about nationality. I'm talking about like Are you like a boba Asian person? Yeah. Or
are
you like a
How
repressed...
How self-hating are you?
Yeah, like, do you listen to Reliant K? Do you like bonfires? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of shit...
Do you have a Dave Matthews Band CD
Yeah. Do you have two friends named Tyler? Like, these are things I gotta know.
But you know what's funny? Is that, like... People are multifaceted.
Nah, get the fuck out of here.
It's true.
Here.
Can you believe the world is not black and white?
I know.
This is another thing, right? I go like, wait, you're supposed to be a boba Asian. Wait, you're supposed to be a Dave Matthews Asian. And it's like, wait.
But see, that's the whiteness in us.
What? Yeah.
That's because we're taught to think like that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just also think it's like experience. It's like the number of people that you've met and like how open-minded you are to like that possibility of like multifacetedness. Mm-hmm. So like... Yeah, it's really funny.
Yeah,
I'm like the most racist person in every room ever. Like, I've been seeing this one teacher guy who's Korean American, and like I've seen him 7 times over 7 months. Mm-hmm. So like once every month.
Okay.
And like the reason I like seeing him is because he always talks about his family and his brothers and sisters and his parents, and just like constantly, and it's scratching that itch of like. Isn't it crazy? Like, you know, that thing of like, what's it like on Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, and he's constantly talking about it. And it just like makes me so happy. Like, we didn't even have to like have sex. We could just like have a maybe 15-minute phone chat.
Mm-hmm. About Asian American
About like domestic
dinner?
Asian things.
Yeah, what does your mom make?
Yeah, what does she
that.
Make? Me too. Oh. Can you believe
does
that?
She, like, does she like cut the raw chicken with like the special kitchen scissors?
Yeah. Oh my God. Scissors are so Korean.
Oh my God.
Right?
How many bowls are on your dinner table? Yeah. Oh my God. Are you Korean? 30? I love it.
Just, like, so easily satiated.
And like
by
you're
that.
Like you're like the only one drinking like room temperature tap water, right?
You know, it's so the whole open thing has been so interesting to me because when I tell people I'm in an open relationship, people are like, "Oh, like giving a lot of sex."
Yeah.
And it's like to me, I want to tell them like, "Dude, it's not about the sex."
Yeah.
A lot of it is just knowing that you can
that
be
too,
open to meeting people.
But it's
people.
This journey of like I think that's why I started comedy because I wanted to know who I was.
Yeah.
And then like in comedy, apparently when you do it for a long time, you can find your voice. And any project you do, it gets you closer to that, right? And that fascinates me. I'm fascinated by identity. And so it's just weird to pitch open relationships as like that because like, yes, I'm kissing girls, but it's not really about that, you know?
Yeah.
It's about these conversations, you know, and it's about these interactions. So like, yeah, it's like it's not a very sexy thing for me at the moment, but like yeah, the culture talk is very, you know, it's turning me on culturally. So,
oh my God.
He's culturally rock hard right now.
Yeah.
You're saying this and I'm like, oh, how honorable of you to like make open relationships sound so like, I don't know.
Academic. I know.
Oh, and me, I'm like here being like, just tell me everything. Tell me like, I don't know, like when your tongues meet, like what do you feel?
Did you
like,
want to be in an open relationship when you were dating?
I didn't even know it was an option. Mm, but like I would have now that, no, but I don't think it would have worked. But like I've been like trying to find, like I want to find like, I want to be a third in someone's two.
Mm. Two guys or two, one guy, two?
No,
or
in
one,
a,
cup.
A one cup. One cup. No, okay, two guys, one cup.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch that video, but like a hetero couple. Yeah. I would like to be the third, or I would like to be with someone.
That could be easy to arrange, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's harder said than apps. Done. I know. Yeah, I just don't want to do the thing. If you can make my profile for me, then yeah.
No,
but
it's just about quality control. You could easily join a couple, but you want to join a quality couple.
I do want a quality couple.
Okay, let's talk about this article real quick, and then we can wrap it up.
Oh my gosh, Woody, turn around. There's two Asians with Canada Goose jackets.
Oh my God.
Just check the bingo box.
Asian bingo.
Asian bingo.
Love. Okay, let's do this one. Okay, for this week's race news, this is an old article, but Tinder, this headline reads, Tinder wants user to find love in an apocalypse. So do you guys know about this feature? Is it like a video you can watch?
It is a in-app entertainment thing that they created called Swipe Night. So like once a week on like Sunday at like 5 o'clock or whatever, there would be like an in-app like show that you would watch. And there's like actors in it. And like basically, I never did it, but like from my understanding, it's like it's apocalypse. And like, what are you, the player with your phone, going to choose? You swipe left to do this, swipe right to do this in the last hours of being alive. And then those matches correspond with other people on Tinder. And then they like match
you
up.
Oh, so at the end, it does match you up with other people.
Yeah, because you both wanted to do this and therefore you have that to talk about.
Right, right. So that's right. So it's an apocalypse. And I guess the bigger question is like, who would you spend your last moments on Earth with?
Right.
So I kind of wanted to open up to the crew here, you know? Like, if...
SJ's face is so Asian.
Okay, that's racist.
You know, we're out here trying to go on this Asian journey, doing open relationships, getting into these wild things. But if the world was ending, and this is, you know, I made fun of Mike up top. He's like, he loves his wife. He does love his wife.
Yeah, he
and, you know,
her.
He's very, you know, he's very conservative when it comes to relationship. And I think
and
that's
politics.
Great, right?
You voted Trump twice.
He's a big Trump supporter. Shout.
Twice in the same election.
That's not true, listeners. Or sometimes our listeners take everything literally. But so I guess it's like, you know, and things are very open right now, right? It's like, oh, what do you mean? Like, we're not supposed to be monogamous, blah, blah, blah. But what I like about guys like Mike is if the world was ending, if there was a meteor 2020, you know, he knows what to do. He's going to spend his last moments with his wife, right? But what about us? We're out here being weird. What are we going to do? Who would you spend your last moments with?
Are you serious? This is the question?
This is the question.
My God.
This is the question. And it's just more of a discussion. You don't have to have a direct answer. Maybe the question is you don't know. But like, what the fuck would you do if you're like, hey, the world's going to blow up in 2 hours. Are you going to go back to Westchester?
Could I trade an inch of my dick to make it 3 hours?
Oh, the penis devil. Ha ha ha. You need me again? I see.
You're running out of dick.
Or hair. I mean, would you?
Yeah. By that time, I would probably get rid of. I would sacrifice my hair for more dick, and then I would just like fuck. I would give somebody the best fuck of their life.
Yeah, and then you'll realize that women don't like that.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
and then the end of the world would be avoided, and you're just a bald man with a
huge dick.
With like a terrifyingly
huge dick.
When
you're like that, you don't even end up on Pornhub. You end up on like Discovery Channel.
Yeah,
that's the saddest thing about having a huge dick. Yeah.
Okay, so who would I spend my last 2 hours of my life with?
I mean, it's not even a literal thing. It's just more like kind of going back to like, again, right? If you're very conservative about relationships, you know, that's the benefit of being conservative when it comes to romance. Like, you know what to do in certain situations.
Honestly, I think I would spend it with my girlfriend.
Yeah, not your family.
Oh my gosh, I'm like getting really sad. Mm-hmm. This just reminds me of how I'm alone.
No, you don't get sad. I mean,
I would like to spend it with a significant other.
You don't want to go see your family.
Oh yeah. I was about to you're say this alone. Is why I need to find a couple to be a throuple with.
Yeah, this is like,
I was like, oh, okay,
you
I need
a couple threesome. To be a threesome.
I would join Failed quickly. I would make a profile quickly, match with any couple.
Yeah.
High quality, low quality, whatever.
Yeah. You try to have a threesome.
And then that would who I would, you know.
You go to like McManus Ale House and be like, is there a couple here?
Oh, of course, my fan. Well, not of course. It's not for
everyone.
I don't
think it's an of course, dude. I don't think it's an of course because, I mean, for a lot of me, my parents don't live here. I haven't seen them in a while.
Oh my gosh.
I think I was, but see, I'm cheating because I have my primary partner and
so who would you spend it with?
Probably my girlfriend. Yeah, but my primary partner, my PP.
Fuck both of you. It would be with my thruple car.
You would. But that threesome would be so good.
It would be so
fucking like the
good.
World's about to end. I bet because of adrenaline, like everybody would last super longer. You know.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have a six pack for some reason. You know,
it would have bend a huge the laws dick, of physics. Also, yeah.
God.
Like,
can you imagine all the weird things you would do if you knew this is the last time you're gonna do anything with you? I would fucking try butt stuff. You know, and that's the thing people are doing right now. But I've never done it. I'm scared.
Honestly, I don't think I would.
You would just have missionary sex with your girlfriend.
One and two. And three and four and now
done.
We go to sleep.
God.
Love. Wow, love it. All right. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. That was so much fun.
I guess that's my answer.
That's
the
your
answer.
That's the answer.
So that's clocked by
thruple.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
yeah.
It. All right.
Let the listeners know.
That's going to be the meme of this episode.
Yeah.
Is,
yeah. Yeah.
Answer.
SJ's horny for a threesome, no matter what the conditions are.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, thanks for doing the show, man. I hope you had fun. Where can our listeners find you? You have anything you like to plug? Social media?
At Instagram, at WoodyFoo.
Oh, and I'm at SJSun, my son.
Okay, and do you have any shows coming up? Anything you'd like? I mean, our listeners are real. You know they're real. They'll come to your shit. They like you guys. I hope they remember you guys because you guys are like some of our first guests.
I'm doing a show at the end of... I'm doing a show for Characters Welcome at UCB. and I'm really, really scared about the piece that I'm doing.
Okay.
Because the
it's,
piece
it's racist.
Because I'm doing a piece as coronavirus.
So good.
Oh, and that's funny. That's funny.
And I'm really scared how people will take it.
Why? Because like,
I really feel like Asian people are.
Because I did
like
it in front of the room, like the team room, and then like it was just like stunned silence for like 2 minutes.
Oh, I can't
are
imagine
all white,
bombing
though,
in front
right?
of you.
It's not a white. There's black people in the team too, but it's predominantly white. Yeah.
Was it uncomfortable silence?
Like, it was kind of like there was kind of like.
Oh, it's like edgy.
Yeah, I think they just weren't sure what the take was, and that's something I'm figuring out.
Okay. Okay. Well, it is. Figuring things out. So if you want to go support
yeah,
him.
Yeah, figuring it out.
What day? What time?
That is February 27th, 7:30 okay. p.m. at UCB Hell's
okay,
Kitchen.
Okay, I will make sure this comes out before that.
Yay.
And SJ, anything you
I
like
don't
to
have
plug?
Any shows, but you can see me on this show called Servant on Apple TV.
Heard of it. Fucking yeah. heard of
I
it.
I haven't heard of it.
Oh, no. It's an M. Night Shyamalan new thriller.
Whoa, whoa. It's out right now?
Yeah.
Apple TV has been fucking amazing. I just watched this thing called Little America.
Oh, I want to watch that.
Oh, my. I'm not going to spoil it for you. Watch that first episode about the spelling bee.
Is it a crier?
Oh,
do you
my,
cry?
I can't. Because my girlfriend and I are both immigrants. It's about the immigrant experience.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
like, I just, it's like a 40-minute show. I started crying at like minute two.
Aww.
And then I was just, it was so fucking
good. It's Kumail Nanjiani's EP.
It's like him, it. Alan Young, and then his wife.
Oh
not
my
Alan
gosh.
Young, Kumail's wife, Emily Gordon.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, definitely check that out. And cool. Okay, if you're a New Yorker, New York, Anal, please come out to Hack City Comedy Show. That's the monthly comedy show Mike and I do
together. I'm gonna go this month.
Yes,
I'm gonna go
you guys.
Too.
Yeah, I have you on the VIP list. So next one's gonna be February 19th, and the one after that's gonna be March 18th, and the one after that's gonna be April 15th. It's every third Wednesday. Just go to asian.asianpod.com. Click on CS Live for ticket information. And we're going to do another live podcast recording in March. It's going to be like a sex love theme one. So please come out. It'll probably be at the Canal Street Market. Keep an eye out for that. And listeners, that was so much fun. Thank you guys so much. Thanks to our guests. What do you guys? Oh, okay. We're done with the podcast. Yay.
Yay.
Okay. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
This episode of Asian Not Asian is presented in partnership with Listening Party. Follow the crew on Instagram at Listening Party Presents and at Canal Street Market.